number two, Easton. Wait a minute. Easton Fitzcap, along with Brandon Prince, the all-conference footballer. Also have Thomas Decker making his debut for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. And number 50, the all-state offensive defensive lineman, Cooper Clark, for the Thayer Bobcats. And now your lineup for, and I can't see because they turned out all the lights. Hey, dude, the big introduction here for Logan Rogersville. I do see number three, and that is the young man we were talking about just a little bit ago, Chase Branham, an outstanding player. Where number three, a 6'3 sophomore who leads this team. And there it is, Chase Branham wearing number three for Logan Rogersville. Also starting tonight, number four, Dane Smith. Trying to catch them all here as they take the floor. Chase Smith, number four. Or Dane Smith, excuse me. Also starting tonight will be number 22, Chase Pettiford. Pettiford is another senior, Chase Pettiford. 6'5". We have number 25, Luke. Number 34, I'm sorry, Titus Moore. And number 44, a 6'7", Marcus Moore. I'm going to assume Titus and Marcus are brothers, and they will start tonight. One of them 6'5", the other one 6'7". It's a big Rogersville team. They've got more size on their bench, and boy, this place is rocking tonight. Here's Logan Rogersville. Here for the Thayer Bobcats, Easton Pitts, Devin Harrington, Brandon Prince, Cooper Clark, and Hollis Deckers. And for Wildcats, it'll be Chase Branham, Dane Smith, Jace Pettiford, along with Titus Moore and Marcus Moore. And here we go. It'll be Marcus Moore stepping into the center circle, jumping up for Logan Rogersville. And for once, Devin Harrington to jump it up against a guy who's bigger than he is. That doesn't happen very often. And Rogersville controls the tip. They get the ball into the backcourt to Chase Branham. Sophomore brings in the front court, gives off to Moore. Moore out on top. Hands it off to Smith. Smith going to the right side, into the corner. Smith has got it there. They go to Branham. Pulls up with the jumper. Good from the elbow. Number three, Chase Branham. First 2 points of the night. Remember, he averaged 22 a game last year as a freshman for a team that went to the Final Four and lost in the semifinals to the eventual state champion, John Burroughs. They're about to get with the ball on the offensive end, trying to go to Clark at the high post. Ball is stolen. There goes Branham on the break. All the way. The bucket lays it up and in. Has a bad pass there by the Thayer Bobcats. Trying to get it to the high post to Cooper Clark, and there was just too much defense in the way. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Deckard with it. Swings it over to Pitts on the left side wing. Now right side trying to go back to Deckard. Ball stolen, but a foul going to be whistled on the play. Foul will be on Rogersville. Number four, Dane Smith, got there just about a half a step too late, and the officials whistled him for the foul. Baird inbound on the far side. They bring it into Easton Pitts. And number one to the Thayer Bobcats, Easton, handles out between the circles. He goes into the lane, pulls up now, 15-footer, in and out, no good, rebound. Thayer Bobcats, Devin Harrington puts it back up on the end. Harrington in there, wrestling with the big, got that rebound, put it back in. First 2 points tonight for the Thayer Bobcats, down 4-2. Rogersville with the ball. Smith with it, now gives it on the right side for Pettiford. Pettiford, now lob it inside, got it down there to Moore, across the lane to his brother, who scores. Titus Moore with the first two of the night for him, and it's a 6-2 Rogersville lead. Thayer with the ball, Deckard, left side for Harrington, way out away from the bucket. Harrington puts it on the floor, loses the handle, picks it out, trying to go down the corner, throws it too tall for Deckard. It goes out of bounds, and the Thayer Bobcats struggling a little bit here early against this Rogersville defense. They're playing the zone with the Bobcats. That's some lazy passes trying to go around the perimeter. Every pass being challenged by Rogersville. They've got it, number 22. Pettiford moves off the screen at the top of the key. Now looking to go down the right side of the lane. Elevates for the shot. Might have been partially blocked. Moore got the rebound. Kicks it out. Three-point drives up. That's no good. Rebound to Moore. He puts it on the floor one time. Dribbles. No. Tipped in by Dane Smith for Rogersville. And Coach Matt Pitts wants a timeout. 8-2 Rogersville after the 6-point advantage, 5:49 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
And that timeout powered by Andrew Edson, the Shelter Insurance of West Plains. Fair Bobcats down 8-2 early. 5:49 to go in the first quarter, and the pressure defense and the rebounding. Fair can't match the size of Rogersville. They're 6'7", 6'5", 6'5", and 6'4". And the guy that's not so big is about 6'2". Bobcats, here's Pitts with it. Going down inside, got the ball down to Brandon Prince, gives it back to Pitts in the corner. 3-point shot is blocked. And goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. Pitts tried to elevate over the top of the defense. The guy's about 6 inches taller than he is. Got up in the air and blocked it and came down with it out of bounds. Moore tried to save it but couldn't. Thayer will inbound the basketball. Here with 5:34 to go. Inbound to Harrington. Harrington pulls up on the wing, feeds to Cooper Clark at a high post. Cooper from the free throw line shoots and scores. Coop with his first 2 points tonight. That cuts the Rogersville lead in half at 8-4. Here's Moore in the lane. Kicks it down in the corner for Smith. Smith fakes. Gets tied up for a second. Wrestles the ball away. Gives it up to Pettiford. Pettiford to Moore. Moore back outside to Branham. Branham moves off a screen. 5:08 to go in the quarter. No 35-second shot clock. Rogersville taking their time working around the perimeter. Got it to Pettiford. He shoots for three, and it's good. Tate Pettiford hits a three, puts Rogersville up by 7. Mayor Bobcats with the ball. Deckard on the right side, takes the pass from Pitts. Now dumped it off in the corner. Harrington for three, and he knocks it down. Devin Harrington nails the three. That three-pointer powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Harrington now with 5 in the game. And Thayer cuts the lead back to 4. Bobcats starting to get comfortable now, kind of settling into the flow of the game. Here to give the Rogersville to Moore on the baseline. Kicks it back out and around on top to Pettiford. Pettiford holds it out between the circles, surveys the defense, gives it off for Branham. 3-point shot out of the corner, no good. Rebound to Devin Harrington for Thayer. Bobcats with a chance to make it a 2-point game here with a bucket. All goes to Deckard on the left side, 30 feet from the bucket. Bobcats on the alley-oop. It's stolen by Moore. That's not going to work. That one was way short, by the way. Deckard tried to throw the alley-oop to Harrington, and here's a give to Moore, goes up with a layup over the front. Marcus Moore with his first two of the game. He was going to dunk that ball. Bobcat defense got in the way. He's had to lay it over the front. Here comes Pitts moving off a screen. Gets to the elbow. Now the left corner to Prince. Prince to Cooper Clark. He has the ball poked away, and a foul going to be called on Rogers. Foul on number 3. Was that on? Yeah, number 3. That is on Chase Branham. Will be his first of the game. Bobcats will inbound the ball on the baseline. Hollis Deckard looking to trigger it in. Bobcats trying to get somebody open due. They get it to Pitts in the left corner. Easton brings it all the way out front. Moves off the screen, trying to get inside. A little fadeaway jumper from 8 feet. No good. Rebound controlled by Branham for Rogersville. Here come the Wildcats with the ball. 3:26 to go. Here's another three try by Pettiford. It's good. Pettiford with his second three-pointer of the game. He leads Rogersville with 6 points, and it's a 16-7 Rogersville lead. Thayer with the ball, needing a bucket on this possession. Pitts moves off the screen. Now the ball to Deckard is stolen. Pettiford going to the bucket. Off the, oh, they're going to call a block. That's a bad call. Hollis Deckard was there. He might have leaned a little bit, but they call Hollis Deckard with a foul. His first of the game, and going to line to shoot will be number 22, Chase Pettiford. Did they count the basket? Yes, they did. They count the basket, and the free throw is good for Pettiford. So it's out to a 19-7 lead for Rogersville on the three-point play by Pettiford. He's now got 9 points in the first quarter. We're down to 2:59 to play in the quarter. They're being a little bit careless with the ball. Now they go high post. Out to Pitts for three. Easton nailed it. Second three of the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Easton Pitts hits it. That three-point. Pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Bearcats the lead back to 9. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats need a defensive stop and another bucket here. All comes left side or right side to Moore in the corner. Out front to Pettiford. Pettiford now to Branham in the corner for Smith. Smith going high post ball, stolen by Hollis Deckard. Good defensive play. Here come the Bobcats on the break. Easton Pitt gives it off to Brandon Prince. Prince is tied up in the corner. Got it down to Cooper Clark. Fakes, shoots, and the shot is blocked at the goaltend. Yep, absolutely. Cooper Clark, it got blocked after it hit the backboard. We've seen a lot of those blocks this year with Harrington. And you got to get it before it hits the backboard. And that time, Moore got up there, knocked it out of the cylinder. So Fair Bobcats back within 7 after being down by 11 just a moment ago. All to Moore for Rogersville. Gives it out front to Branham. Now to Smith on the left side. Moves off the screen. No, that's Pettiford. Pettiford down the lane. Puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound Brandon Prince. Trying to get out to Harrington. Threw it behind him. And the ball goes out of bounds. So Fair will turn it over. Boy, Bobcats had a chance to get back to within 5, maybe 4 if somebody hit one from deep. Instead, Logan Rogersville gets the ball back with 1:54 to go in the first quarter. Rogersville inbounds the ball to Branham all the way back in the backcourt. They'll bring it into the front court, swinging on the left side in the corner to Smith or Pettiford for 3 more, and it's good. No, that was Dane Smith, wasn't it? No, Sutton Shook. I'm sorry. He just checked into the ball game. So Shook comes in off the bench and hits a 3. Fair Bobcats with basketball. Got it down low to Cooper Clark again. He got open for the lay-in. Cooper Clark with 6 to lead the Bobcats in the quarter. Fair back to within 8, 22-14. Rogersville with the ball. Out on top is Brandon. Moves off the screen. Gives it up on the right side. Now to Moore. Moore, a little shake and bake. Got it out to number 2, Sutherland, who just checked into the ball game on the last break. Back to Branham. Branham holds it out front with 1 minute to go in the quarter. Rogersville up 8. Gets the ball down to Moore on the baseline. Drops it. Gives it off to Branham. He shoots a 3. That's no good. Rebound Devin Harrington. Here come the Bobcats. Hollis Deckard will wait for the defense to clear. Gives the ball out to Pitts. Now back to Deckard. Bobcats looking down low. Deckard's going to shoot the 3. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Rogersville. They're getting everything off the board tonight. Number 2, Sutherland with that rebound. Jack Sutherland. And Rogersville looks like they're going to hold for the final shot of the quarter. Branham's got it out near midcourt. Bobcats come out. Easton Pitts comes out. Takes a look at it. 26 seconds to go in the quarter. Rogersville looking to hold for the final shot. They are now trying to get matched up. You know they want Branham to shoot this ball. I think he hasn't made a 3 yet. But he is their best player. And out on front. Now they give it in the corner for Sutherland for 3. He hits one. Sutherland. I'm sorry, that was Shook. Here's Fay with a 3 on the other end. No good from half court. That's the end of our first quarter of play. A score 25-14. Rogersville with the lead. We'll be back to Rogersville with more Fay Bobcat basketball. Our second quarter coming up in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
We're back at Rogersville, the Ecom Sports Network, proud to be following the Thayer Bobcats tonight. Bobcats are down by 11 at the end of one quarter, 25-14. Been all Rogersville Hills so far. And the Bobcats have hit 1, 2, 3, 4 three-pointers in the first quarter. 2 for Pettiford and 2 for Sutton Shook off the bench. They're about to get to open the quarter with a basketball, needing a bucket here to stay close. Easton Pitt handles out between the circles. No shot clock. Bobcats not used to playing without a shot clock, really. Here's Pitt penetrates, keeps it back outside to Hollis Deckard. Trying to go to Cooper Clark. Ball bounces off his knee. Bayer going cross court. Now with it to Pitts for three out of the corner. That one's up off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Clark to Pitts. Down inside to Harrington, trying to go up. Ball knocked away. Harrington retrieves it in the corner for Thayer. Wild action. This Rogersville team, I'm impressed with the offense, but the defense has just been unreal. Thayer with it now. Pitts, a little head and shoulder fake, gives to Harrington up with a shot. No good, and we're going to get a foul called on the play. Devin Harrington will go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number four, who's back in there. That is Dane Smith. That'll be his second of the ballgame, and Coach Schaefer. Looks like he wants to get him out of there with those two fouls early in this game. He will. Number two, Jack Sutherford will check in. And Devin Harrington at the free throw line for Thayer. First one up for Dev is good. Harrington now with 6 points in the ballgame. He's hit a three and a two, now a free throw. So Smith out with two fouls for the Wildcats. Thayer Bobcats trying to climb back in, down 10. Another free throw, make it a single-digit ballgame. It's good. Harrington. Hits them both in a game like this. Those free throws are so important. 1 minute gone by in the second quarter. Thayer down by 25-16. Down by nine. Rogersville with the ball. They got on the left side for Moore. Moore will head and shoulder fake. Goes toward Lane. Kick it back out to Sutherland. Sutherland gives it up to Branham. He goes in and scores off the glass. Chase Branham, nice move by the big sophomore. Now with 6:46 to go. Rogersville back up 11, 27-16. Thayer with it. Hollis Deckard fakes the three. Gives the ball up to Pitt. Back over to Deckard. Deckard back to Pitt on the left side. Bobcats having a play around the perimeter way outside. Here's a little inside pass for Harrington. Reverse layup. Wouldn't go down. Pass was a little too far in front or Harrington would have slammed that ball. Instead, he had to try and spin it off the window. It wouldn't go. Here's Branham. Down inside for Moore. Moore goes up with a shot. It's good. Marcus Moore now with 4 points in the game for Rogersville. And it's a 13-point lead for the Wildcats over the Thayer Bobcats. Rogersville scoring on every possession. Bobcats, not so much. Deckard with the ball, gives it out front for Cooper Clark. Bounces it to Prince on the elbow. Back out to Deckard, around to Harrington. Harrington drives toward the lane, gets cut off. His pass is deflected, but picked up by Prince. Prince up with a shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That's what the Bobcats have got to do. They got to keep attacking the basket. Foul that time was on number three. That is Branham. And that's number two on Chase Branham. And Prince at the line misses the free throw. And now Rogersville, Chase Branham is going to have to come out of the ballgame. And checking in for the first time tonight, number 10, that is Bo Watt. So Branham out of the game in foul trouble. Second free throw for Prince is good. He banks it in off the glass. First point of the night for Brandon. And with 5:49 to go in the first half, Thayer back to within 13. The never say die Thayer Bobcat basketball team, I can tell you that. Here they go. That's why they're 4-0. Rogersville 4-0. And they shoot a three out of the corner. A quick one, no good. Rebound tipped up and around and off the hands of Logan Rogersville out of bounds. That was off the hands of Titus Moore, number 34. Thayer Bobcats will inbound with a chance to get back within 10 if somebody hits one from downtown. 11 with a two. I'd settle for the two right now. Easton Pitts with it over to Cooper Clark out around the three-point line. Now he dribbles into the free throw lane, kicks it down to Hollis Deckard in the corner, crosses it to Pitts. Easton, a little shake and bake, couldn't get open for a shot. Now moves inside the free throw lane, fakes, shoots, couldn't score, and rebound taken by Moore. That's the 6'7", Marcus Moore. Gives up to his brother, the 6'5", Titus Moore. He'll feed it out front. Three-point shot is up, and it's good again. Number two, Jack Sutherland hits a three. That is the fifth made three-pointer in the first half for Rogersville. 32-16, 16-point advantage for the Wildcats. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Cooper Clark in the corner to Harrington. Fakes the three. Moves with a dribble. Couldn't get open. Now feeds the ball to Prince. Prince down the right side of the lane. Back to Deckard in the corner. His three ball. Then draw iron and rebound, of course, going to Rogersville. Here they come running the floor. Pass up into the corner. Deflected out of bounds by Cooper Clark. Substitution now for Rogersville, number who just checked in? Is it Sutherland? No. Trying to read the number, and they can't make it out. And they got gold numbers on white uniforms. They don't show up for it. And here goes Moore down to the baseline off the inbound, trying to get to the rack. He's going to get fouled. And it's number zero checking in for Rogersville. We don't have him listed on the program. They are making substitutions here. Riley White going to check into the game for the first time. Hollis Deckard will check out. They are picking up a little size here. Inbound play for Rogersville. Down the corner they go. Here's a shot by Sutherland. And looks like he stepped out of bounds, moved his feet. Moving screen, okay. So moving screen, foul was called on number 34. That is Moore. His first. They will inbound the ball here, down 32-16 with 4:20 to go in the first half. I'll get through the ball. Cooper Clunk on top, old Easton Pitt. Down the corner to Harrington. Harrington goes high post. And now a give and go to Harrington, who slams it home over the right side. Dr. Dunkenstein in the house. Ninth point of the first half for Devin Harrington. No doubter there. Here goes Moore, and the ball stolen by Pitts, and then a foul going to be called on Moore. Easton Pitts with a nice move to get around the screen. Poked it away, and the foul will be on number 34. That is Titus Moore. That'll be the second foul on Titus Moore. He's out of the game. So now three Rogersville starters on the bench with two fouls each here in the first half. And Pettiford will check back in for Rogersville. So they've lost a lot of size. They're about to get with the ball. Going to Harrington. Turnaround jumper. 12-footer. Is up no good. And the rebound to Rogersville. Number zero, who I apologize, we don't have listed on the program. He got it. Gives it on the left side. And we'll give and go action back over to Pettiford. Pettiford in the corner to number zero. Now back out on top to Pettiford. A long three-point shot up off the rim. No good. Rebound Easton Pitts for Thayer. Bobcats need a bucket. A little closer here. Pitts looking to penetrate into the lane. All the way to bucket. Hangs in the air. Gets fouled on the shot. He'll go on and shoot two. Hanging in the air. And the foul's on number two. That is Jack Sutherland for Rogersville. Foul with 3:18 to go in the first half. Thayer down by 14. Easton Pitts trying to hit a couple free throws here. Easton with 3 points in the first half. First free throw is up and good. Pitts now with 4 points in the game. Thayer gets back to within 13. Kind of making a 12-point game here. Mentioned earlier, Bobcats starting to kind of get in the flow. Second free throw rolls off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Rogersville. They're working around the perimeter again. Got it out front for Pettiford. Pettiford looking to go inside. Gives it up in the corner for Watts. Watts back out to Pettiford. Pettiford spins at the elbow down the right side. Pass inside. Knocked away. He gets it back. Shoots it and it goes in. Jace Pettiford leads Rogersville with 11. That one, the ball never did get 10 feet in the air until it hit the front of the rim and bounced over. There, Bobcats with the ball. Working around the perimeter, Easton Pitts moving off the screen on top. Couldn't get open for a shot. Swings it over to Devin Harrington. Fakes the three down to the baseline. He gets fouled as he makes the move. Foul, I believe, will be on. They're going to give him two. Yeah, that's the 15th foul on Rogersville in this quarter. And Devin Harrington will go to the line. Foul was on number 10. It is Bo Watts. Harrington at the line. 2 for 2. Make it 2 for 3. Is that one? Hit the rim twice and bounces off. Substitution. Branham back in the ballgame for Rogersville. Didn't think they'd sit him for the whole half. Here's the second free throw for Harrington. That one's good. Devin now with 10 points. First player for Thayer in double figures. Devin Harrington with 10. Making a 14-point game. 34-20. Rogersville with the ball and the lead in the corner. They kick it out top. Got it to Moore. Back to Branham on the baseline. He has to give it up as the Bobcats cut him off from the basket and go back inside to him. And the ball knocked away from him by Cooper Clark from behind, but it rolls right to a Rogersville player. The three-point shot out front, no good. Harrington down the rebound. Harrington runs up the floor around the defense, going to the bucket. He's going to get fouled. That one will be on number 22. Foul on number two, Jack Sutherland. That'll be his second of the game. And Devin Harrington back to the free throw line, shooting two. First one is up and no good. That one was in the cylinder and somehow popped out. And the Rogersville student section letting him hear it. Second one is up, and that one is good. Harrington now with 11 in the first half. They are back within 13 with 2 minutes to go in the first half here at Logan Rogersville. Two undefeated teams going at it here. Brandon Barnum gets it down inside, gives up the board, cutting down the lane, and he lays it in. Marcus Moore now with 6 points in the game for Rogersville. Bayer Bobcats will inbound the ball. Don't know why they stopped play there, but they did. Bobcats inbound. Easton Pitts bringing it up out of the backcourt with a minute 40 to go in the first half. Bayer needing a bucket here to stay close. Ball out on top for Cooper Clark. Looking in the corner, nobody open. Gives it out to Pitts. Easton, making to make a move into the lane, and his pass is going to be deflected. Goes into the backcourt, picked up, and now deflected by Pitts. Got it in to Brandon Prince. Now up to Riley White. Riley waits for the rest of his teammates to get back in the offensive set. The Bayer Bobcats will reset with a minute 15 to go in the first half. Pitts with it out front. Out between the circles, swings on the right side to Cooper Clark. Looks in the corner. Harrington wasn't open. Pitts gets it back. Now back to Cooper Clark. Looking to go left side. Nope. Back out to Pitts. Down to 58 seconds to go in the first half. Easton looking to penetrate into the lane. Little jump stop. Gets covered up and the ball picked away from him. Gets loose on the floor and we get. Well, it's Rogersville ball. Rogersville ball. I'm not really understanding why they just gave Rogersville the ball there. Oh, it got kicked. All right. Kicked by a Bayer Bobcat player. Post is in the way right there. And now Rogersville with the ball up by 15. Trying to make it the biggest lead of the night. They go inside to Moore. Moore wide open. Up for the shot. Count it. And a foul. Devin Harrington got him from behind. Harrington reached up over the top just kind of instinctively, and he called for the foul. That'll be the first foul of the night on Devin Harrington. And it'll be number 44 going to the line. That is Marcus Moore. Number 10 back in the ballgame here, Bo Watts for Rogersville as Branham, Chase Branham, will sit down. Free throw on the way, first of two for Moore. And it is no good. All just shooting one. I guess they did count the best. I didn't see it go in, but apparently it did. So, 17-point lead for Rogersville, 38-21. Bobcats. It's kind of a box and one that Rogersville's playing here. They got somebody on Devin Harrington all the time. Everybody else is kind of playing zone. Now it looks like they'll match up man-to-man. Ball goes Easton Pitts for Thayer. Moves off the screen to the left side. Back out to Cooper Clark. Fakes the three. Gives it to Pitts. Pitts, trying to dribble his way open. Can't. Gives to Harrington. Back out to Clark with 1 second to go. Clark traveled with the basketball, but it's not going to matter. That's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 38-21. 38-21, our score. Bayer trails Rogersville by 17 at the half. We'll take a time out. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hello, this is Heidi Rader. You may know me from the 13 years I spent with Vantage Real Estate. Recently, I began exploring options for our agency's future. We have joined forces with Solomon Cornelius and Kimmy Condor with Monarch Realty. Because seriously, who wouldn't want to work with them? With Monarch, we are creating more opportunities for our clients than ever before. Give us a call at Monarch Realty in West Plains because how you're treated matters. Let us treat you like royalty.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
Pellis Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Pellis Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Pellis Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Pellis Drug Store your local pharmacy.
There's something about the Christmas season that always brings back so many memories. And for me, so many of those great memories were in a Chevrolet. Like filling up the trunk of Mom's Chevrolet with all the gifts to take to Grandma's house on Christmas Day. Whatever your Christmas tradition may be, make your memories in a Chevrolet. And from all of us at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, may God bless you and your loved ones this Christmas season.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
And we're back. Welcome to the Community First Banking Company halftime report. The Thayer Bobcats trail at the half by a score of 38-21. Thayer managed only 7 points in the second quarter, while Rogersville scored 13. Thayer was down 25-14 at the end of the quarter. And it's just been too much size for the Rogersville Wildcats. I mean, they're bigger, and defensively, they are really strong. Thayer Bobcats not getting much done on the boards because Rogersville is huge. 6'7", 6'5", 6'5", 6'3", and about 6'2". And coming off the bench, they've got some 6'3s and 6'4s as well. So tough night for the Thayer Bobcats here tonight against an undefeated number 2 ranked in Class 4 Rogersville Wildcat team. But Bobcats won't quit. You can bet they're in the locker room right now trying to figure out how to solve this defense of the Rogersville Wildcats and try and shoot their way back into the ballgame. And that's been an issue, too. Bobcats not shooting the ball well. They've missed several free throws in the first half and not shooting it from the three-point line very well. Only one made or two made three-pointers in the first half, one by Easton Fitz and one by Devin Harrington. On the other side for Rogersville, everything they're throwing up seems like it's going in the hole. Of course, they're on the home court, and they have hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers in the first half, and that's a big part of their lead right there. Again, 38-21, Rogersville with the lead over the Thayer Bobcats here at Wildcat Gym. I'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring us the game tonight. They include Thayer Ready Mix in Thayer, Missouri, along with Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, good people there, Harp Hometown Fresh Food Store in Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Thayer Walmart, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, Forsters in Thayer and Ash Flat, big Christmas sale going on, by the way, and Fred O'Neill, attorney in law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report. We'll have your halftime set in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Running out of time this Christmas? Don't worry, Hirsch and Thayer is here to help. We are having our Christmas special with buy one, get one 50% off brands like Twisted X, Cinch, and Panhandle Apparel. 20% off all Ariat, Wrangler, and Carhartt products, excluding Carhartt footwear and Wrangler handbags. In-stock items only. Sales last the 14th through the 24th.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Well, welcome back to Rogersville High School. Again, the Affair Bobcats trail at the half, 38-21 to the Rogersville Wildcats. Let's take a look at our scoring. First up for the home team, the Rogersville Wildcats, they're led in scoring tonight by Jace Pennifer. Pennifer scored 11 in the first half, 6 for Sutton Shook coming off the bench. He's hit a 2-3. Marcus Moore, the big man in the middle, big 6'7 kid, has got 8 points in the first half. 6 for Chase Branham, 3 for Jack Sutherland, and a 2 for Dane Smith. For the Fair Bobcats, they're led by Devin Harrington. He scored 11. 6 tonight for Cooper Clark, 1 for Brandon Prince, and 4 for Easton Smith. And I mentioned before we took the break, Bobcats not shooting the ball well tonight, and they didn't shoot it well Tuesday night and went over the Highland Rebels. So Bobcats are in a little bit of a slump shooting the basketball, and maybe a lot of basketball here at one time. They've played 4 games in a little less than a week. They have 3 back-to-back-to-back, or actually 2 back-to-back nights down at Lyon College, and then on Tuesday night, the game with Highland, and of course here tonight with Rogersville. Of course, they have Melbourne a little bit earlier in the season. 2 undefeated teams, you know they're not going to quit. I expect we're going to have a good second half. Thayer in Rogersville, second half coming up in about 2 minutes. Listening to the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer halftime report. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pizza Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9, Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday, all-day buffet every day, pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. They have it all. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at pizzainn.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer.
I can tell you from experience, that's the way to go, that buffet at the Pizza Inn. Yum, yum. Hi, welcome back to Rogersville. What a great atmosphere for high school basketball. They got a huge student section. They got a huge pep band, and they've been playing, and they've been playing all kinds of good stuff here tonight. They got the Tomcats are going. They got the cheerleaders on one end. Just a great atmosphere for high school basketball. I think it should be a rule if you have a band. The pep band should play at every home game. And you've heard me say that before, and I know that can't be the case in all cases, but it just seems to add a little something to the game. And kudos to Rogersville putting on a great atmosphere here for basketball. It'll be Rogersville ball to start the second half of the ball game. They lead it 38-21 over the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats open up the second half with the same lineup that started the game. Pitts, Deckard, Harrington, Prince, and Clark. Rogersville swinging around the perimeter, got the ball down in the corner, three-point shot off the rim, no good. Rebound to Barnum. Barnum kicks it back out front, another three, that one's good. Number 22, Jace Pettiford. That is his third three-pointer made tonight. And immediately, Rogersville goes on top, 41-21. Here, Bobcats down 20 with the ball. They get to Devin Harrington. Boy, they belly up on him defensively. Bobcats bounce it down inside to Clark. Clark, looking to get rid of it, does to Hollis Deckard. He moves into the lane, kicks it back outside to Clark. Into Harrington. Harrington to Pitt. Sidestep the defender. Can't get a shot away. Got covered up by the size. Gives it to Harrington. Harrington down to Clark. He squares up a 10-footer. No good. Rebound comes off to Rogersville, of course. They get up to Branham. Branham with a long shot. No good. Rebound to Moore. He puts it up and in. That is Titus Moore, number 44. He's now got 10 points on the night for Rogersville, their second leading scorer. They are down by 22, looking to find somebody open here. Harrington's got it, top of the key. Moves to the left with one dribble, feeds back over to Easton Pitts. Pitts looking to go high post. Prince wasn't open. Now they get it to him way out around the three-point line, into the middle of Harrington. Harrington elevates, a short running one-hander. Good. Devin Harrington, 13 on the line for Dev. And the Bobcats back within 20, 43-23. Minute and a half gone by here in the third quarter. Rogersville with the ball. Pettiford out on top. Their leading scorer tonight. He gives the ball up to Branham. Branham goes left side to Moore. Three-point shots off the rim. No good. Long rebound taken by Easton Pitts. Easton looking to run the floor, but Rogersville got back on defense. Ball goes to Harrington, penetrates, pull-up jumper, off the back iron, no good. Shooting woes continue for the Thayer Bobcats here tonight. And Branham got the rebound. Branham brings it up in the left corner for Dane Smith. Back out to Moore on the right side. There's Pettiford again with a three. That's no good. Rebound tipped up and controlled by Moore, trying to dump it down inside to the other Moore. And it goes off his hands out of bounds. Marcus Moore saying, that should have went ahead and shot it. It was 8 feet from the bucket and wide open. He tried to make one more pass. 5:38 to go in the third. Thayer down by 20 with the ball. Easton Pitts out to Harrington. Brings around to Prince. Down the corner to Cooper Clark. Clark back to Harrington. He's double-teamed. Dribbles away from it. Gives to Pitts. Lives it off to Cooper Clark. His shot is blocked by Dane Smith. Rogersville with a loose ball. Pick it up, go down the right corner to Branham. Branham gives it out for Moore. Moore gives it a cutter in the lane, kick it back outside. Three-point shot is good! Number four, Dane Smith with another three. That is seven made three-pointers in the game for Rogersville. And we get a timeout called on the floor. 46-23, Rogersville dominating this one. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system, and freeze protection checked, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Well, 5:08 to go in the third quarter. The Thayer Bobcats are down by 23 to the Rogersville Wildcats. There's a reason they're ranked number two in Class 4. This Rogersville bunch, there's a reason. Went to the Final Four last year, lost in the semifinals to John Burroughs, who went on to win the state championship in Class 4. Thayer Bobcats, of course, in the Final Four, finished third a year ago. They'd like to get back there again. We'll see. Bobcats with the ball out of the timeout. Easton Pitts draws the double team. And they take it away from him. Here's Barnum to the lane, lays it up and in off the right side. Branham now with 8 points in the ball game. Chase Branham for Rogersville. Okay, gets the ball down to Hollis Deckard in the corner. Now to Cooper Clark. Coop dribbled away from the defense, tries to throw to the outlet, and the ball goes past Devin Harrington and out of bounds. Bobcats just not in sync offensively, and you'll credit the Rogersville defense. This has been the best defensive team we've seen all year. They're big and they're quick and they get out in the passing lane every time the Bobcats try to make a pass. Rogersville working around the perimeter. Got it to Moore. Moore right down the right side of the lane. All the way to the bucket. Shot is blocked by Harrington. Oh, they got a call, goaltending. The number 34, Moore, will get credit for the basket. Just his fourth point of the game. Harrington got up there, swatted it away. But the official said it was on the downward incline toward the basket. And that, of course, is a goaltend. Second goaltending we've had here called tonight, one on each team. They about to get the ball. Hollis Deckard out between the circles, looking to dribble away from the defense. Got it over to Easton Pitt. Long three-point try is off the rim. No good. Rebound to Moore. That's the smaller of the Moore brothers. He's only 6'5". The other one's 6'7". And they look like football players, too. And the Rogers are working on the perimeter. Three-point shot up and good. Number three, Chase Branham. 11 points now for Branham. That's his first made three-pointer of the game. And the lead is now 53-23. Thayer trailing Rogersville. Here's Harrington. Pass in the lane. Easton Pitts elevates for the short jumper. It's good. Easton now with 6 points in the game, and that's only the second field goal for Thayer. We played 4.5 minutes of the third quarter. 53-25. Bobcats are down by 27. Rogersville working on the perimeter. Got down to the baseline. Running one-hander is good. That was Branham again. Chase Branham now with 13. 15 for Jace Pettiford. Rogersville scoring a bunch of the points. Got 55 now. And now we're going to get a whistle, and we got an offensive foul going to be called. The moving screen called on the Bobcats. And the ball will go back to Rogersville. That was on Hollis Deckard for the moving screen. That's foul number two on Hollis tonight, making his Bobcat debut. And we get substitution number two checking back into the game. That is Jake Sutherland for Rogersville. Inbounds the ball to Branham in the backcourt. Shook, by the way, is in the ballgame number 10 for Rogersville as well. Here's another give to Branham. Branham. Oh, boy, he's combed in place of Hollis Deckard. Here's another long three-pointer. Good for Rogersville. They don't ever miss. That one by number two, Jack Sutherland. His second made three-pointer of the night. Makes it 58-25. They are Bobcats with the ball. They go right side to Pitts. Easton backs it out near midcourt. They throw the double team at him. He dribbles away from it. Now pulls up the dribble. Has the ball ripped away by Branham, but he goes out of bounds off of Branham's hand. Bobcats have been out-muscled, out-rebound, out-shot here tonight at Rogersville. Inbound ball, get it to Easton Pitts. Out between the circle, looking for a screen. Now passes over to Prince. Prince goes in the left corner to Harrington. Devin looking to drive the baseline, gets double team. Gets it back out to Prince. Prince in the lane. Now in the corner for Riley White. His shot no good. Harrington up for the rebound. Going back up. He gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Harrington will be fouled by number 44, Marcus Moore. And the big kid with his first foul of the game. And it'll be Devin Harrington, the line to shoot two for Thayer. First one is up and good. Devin now with 14 to lead the Bobcats. We'll shoot another. Devin averaging well in his 20s per game. Had 34 one night. Now the free throw is up and good. Harrington with 15 in the game. He leads the Bobcats. Now substitution for Rogersville. Number zero checked in the game. Again, not in the program. Rogersville already inbounded the ball, but the officials blew the whistle and stopped play if they get a sub in. They bring him in. And here comes number zero with the basketball. Branham, by the way, still in the game, along with Shook. Shook has got the ball now. He's been on the right side for Sutherland. Sutherland holds it high, gives it out to Branham. Gives it up in the corner, now going inside for Martin. Shot is up, blocked by Harrington to be called for the foul. Brandon Prince and Devin Harrington were both there. It'll depend on what's going to call on Harrington. He swatted the ball away and called for his second foul of the game. First team foul on Thayer here in the third quarter, but going to the line to shoot two. Big Marcus Moore, 6'7", has 10 points in the ball game. Free throw is up, and it's good. 11 now for Moore, and any coaches out there that might be listening, they got Rogersville on the schedule. They don't miss. Shot the ball extremely well here tonight. Now the free throw for Marcus Moore. Number 44 bounces it once, twice, spins it up with the right hand. It is in and out, no good. But a rebound coming down to Rogersville. Number 2, Jack Sutherland. Sutton Shook, with the bucket. Apologize for that. Sutton Shook, number 23, got the bucket. His 8th point in the game off the bench. Thayer with the ball on the other end. Down now 61-27. Brandon Prince with it. Goes over to pitch. Ball got tipped by the defense. We've seen that a lot tonight. Here's Riley White looking to unload it. Does Easton Pitts. Minute 11 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down by 34. Here's to give to Heath Combs. Heath penetrates in the lane. Loses the handle. Gets it back. Gives out to Pitts. Pitts working top of the key against number 0, who we don't have a name for. Is it to Harrington? Harrington trying to back down into the low block, getting it open for the shot, feeds it back out front. And here's the pass by Prince, stolen by Sutherland. He'll drive all the way down for the layup. I say Sutton Shook, so we got some numbers mixed up somewhere. Number 23, Shook. Get credit for the bucket. I've got him as number 23. Apparently he's number 10. Thayer with the ball. Brandon Prince open for a three. That's no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Nice job by Heath Combs, but loose ball comes down to number 2, Sutherland for Rogersville. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer down 63-27. Bobcats have only scored 6 points in the third quarter. Rogersville. Here's Brandon pulls up with the elbow with a jumper. It's good. Chase Brandon now with 15 in the game. Here's a half-court shot by Harrington. Almost made it. And that'll be the end of our third quarter. Our score is 65-27. It's all Rogersville here tonight in the home of the Wildcats. We'll be back in 1 minute with your fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Well, Fair Bobcats and Rogersville here at Rogersville High School. It's been all Rogersville tonight. They led 25-14 at the quarter break, 38-21 at half, and they lead it now 65-27. We open the fourth quarter with the turbo clock, the mercy rule in effect. Thayer trying to bounce the ball in the middle. Brandon Prince has it poked away and gathers it back in. And we got subs on the floor now for Logan Rogersville. Hope the numbers are right. Number 25 checking in. That is Luca During. Try and catch all the numbers here. Number 10 is out there. That is Bo Watt. And we'll try and catch the others. Number 2 still out there. That is Jack Sutherland. And they bounce the ball down low. Back out in the corner. Shot is on the way for number 0. No good. Rebound comes down to Riley White for the Thayer Bobcats. Riley playing only his second game of the year at that broken collarbone playing football. And just now getting back into shape. Come the Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Devin Harrington out top. Takes it to the left wing. Now feeds it around the horn for Heath Combs. Combs on top to Harrington. They're going to make a move down the left side of the lane. Gets cut off. Gives out to Pitts. Easton pulls up. Baseline jumper from 12 feet. It's good. Easton Pitts now with 8 points in the ballgame for Thayer. 6:50 to play in the game. Rogers will bring it up slowly. Now swing it down the left side to During. During out front to Sutherland. Sutherland moves off the screen at the top. Going to fire another three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound. And we get a travel call. Yep. That was called on Rogersville. Number 25 got the rebound. That was Lucas During. And then jumped like he wanted to shoot it. Came back down with the ball. And they're Bobcats coming the other way, down by 36-65-29. Here's Harrington with a three out of the corner for the Thayer Bobcats from the left side. Devin Harrington with a three. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And pulls the Bobcats back within 33-65-32 our score. Rogersville working around the perimeter with the subs on the floor. Bobcats got the starters out there right now. Trying to catch up a little. And, of course, working on the game. Bobcats are right back after it. Saturday afternoon, they go play state-ranked Puxico on Saturday. We'll have that game for you here on the Ecom Sports Network, K-Country 95. Down to 5.5 minutes to go. Rogersville still working on the perimeter. Now they get it into the lane, and they come back out with it. Ooh, that should have been a throw. The ball got deflected. No travel call. And here's a steal by Easton Pitts. Easton will drive to the bucket. Defense got back, knocked the ball away, and out of bounds. Easton wanted a foul. No call. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. They'll inbound down under the bucket to the right side of the glass on the baseline. 5 minutes to go. Here's the alley-oop on the inbound to Devin Harrington. His second jam of the night. Harrington with 20. Dr. Dunkenstein's got a pair here in the ballgame at Rogersville. Here's a long shot for Rogersville, no good. Riley White comes down with a rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer bring it the other way. Back within 31 now. Here's Harrington in the corner. That one is up, no good. Long rebound comes out to Thayer. Pitts, he'll fire one from three, and that one's good. Easton Pitts with his second made three-pointer of the night. That one brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And Thayer back within 28. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Rogers working on the offensive end. Yeah, they got the subs out there. They'll bounce the ball on the left side. Long three-point shot is good for number 10. And actually, that is Bo Watts. Yeah, Bo Watts, number 10, hits the three. His first of the night. Thayer with the ball, got it down low to Riley White. Goes up with a shot. He gets fouled on the play, and Riley will go to the line and shoot for the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be on number 25. That is Luca During. And Riley White going to the line looking for his first point of the season. And just coming back from that football injury. And the first free throw is up and good. The big junior. So Riley White gets on the board for the first time this year. Substitution for Rogersville, number 24, checks into the game. Carson Essery. Riley White to shoot the second free throw. By the way, Jaden Belcher into the ballgame for Thayer. Hollis Deckard and Cooper Clark are in, along with Riley White. So Pitts and Harrington out of the game now for the Thayer Bobcats. Second free throw was no good. Rebound off the Rogersville. Here they come. 68-38. Thayer down by 30. Rogersville with the ball. Out on top. They swing it in the right side corner. Dribble away from the defense. Is number 10, now number 0, now in the middle. Back out on top and around the horn. Good ball movement by Rogersville. They swing it to the right side now. Get it down in the right corner. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Oh, it was a double dribble, no call. Rogersville got it. I think it would make a whole lot of difference in this one. Thayer down 30. Rogersville continuing to run the offense, just swinging it side to side. Now into the lane. Shot is up, no good. Rebound. Rogersville back up and in. And that was Ben Fisher. Fisher with the bucket for Rogersville. His first two of the game. Thayer with the ball. Here's Hollis Deckard. Wings it down the corner to Belcher. Belcher dribbles away from the defense. Gives it back out to Deckard. Now to Belcher. The freshman fired the three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped out front and taken by Rogersville. All the way to the bucket. Shot no good. Riley White got back there and bobbled it, but the rebound down to Rogersville. In the corner for three, it's good. Number 0, whoever he is, hits a three out of the corner for the Rogersville Wildcats. 73-38, here's almost a steal by Rogersville. Number 10, Bo Watts, got a hand on it, went out of bounds. Now more substitutions for the Wildcats. Three more players checking in. Number 20 going in, that is Ben Roach. Also number 12, Sky Vaughn. That's not a great name or what? Sky Vaughn checks in the bonus. And number five out there, that is Peyton Felton. Belcher with the ball for Thayer out top. Swings it over to Hollis Deckard. He'll let one fly. 3-point shot is up and good. Hollis Deckard with his first bucket of the season. Of course, today was the day Hollis Deckard became eligible after transferring in from West Point. So he gets a three. 73-41. Thayer down by 32 points. Rogersville with the ball. Minute 14 to go in this one. Under the turbo clock, Thayer Bobcats dominated by Rogersville tonight. Here's the pass in the middle, stolen by Cooper Clark. Up to Hollis Deckard, goes down to the baseline, couldn't get open for a shot. Gives to Riley White for three. He buries it. That three-pointer powered by Ozarks Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Riley White with four as he hits a three. 52 seconds to play. Rogersville working around the perimeter. They got the ball out to number five. That is Felton. Felton swings it right side in the corner. Back on top. Rogersville, they may just keep swinging it around and run out the clock here. Down to 30 seconds remaining. Rogersville with the ball. Felton on the right side wing. Riley White jumps out on it. He'll dribble out to the top, swinging on the left side. Number 12 got it there. That is Sky Vaughn. He'll back it out and give up to a teammate. Vaughn gets it right back with 17 seconds to go. Belcher comes out on it. Preston being aggressive defensive. And now Rogersville continues to work. And they're obviously, oh, ball knocked away from Felton. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Rogersville ball. 4 seconds remain in the game. Thayer down by 29. Inbound play comes in. And that'll run out the clock in the backcourt. There in the final. 73-44. The Thayer Bobcats go down to the feet and drop to 4-1 on the season. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. Back in just 2 minutes on the Econ Sports Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble.